Our guest in the cafe this morning is Sharon Felt of Sulphur Springs, and Sharon normally is our books commentator and will continue to be, but today we are talking with her as the editor of the new Fence Posts Northeast Texas magazine.
Yes, we're very excited.
Good morning. Indeed. And we had talked with you about this a while back, and it was still in the production stage and the planning stage, but now, by golly, it's a real thing.
That baby was delivered last Monday.
And it's a beautiful piece of work. Nice full color magazine, very nicely produced, and I think a lot of people will enjoy this. Fence Post, The People, Places, and Perspectives of Northeast Texas.
Yes. We wanted to make a magazine that was different from all of the news that we're hearing. It's all pretty depressing. And we also wanted a magazine that highlighted the people in our neighborhoods, in our communities, in our area that are quietly going about the business of making things better for their neighbors, for mm-hmm. themselves, for their towns. And so the best thing to call our magazine is a good news magazine. It talks about different people that have talents of every kind, literary, artistic, musical, people that are doing things to help other people. Like there's a veterinarian of horses, big animals, that's in Sulphur Springs. There is a lovely woman out of Holly Lake Ranch. She has put together over 750 book clubs and helps new authors get their work out there. There is a woman who does extraordinarily beautiful quilting, and she has over 500 quilts that she's made, but she gives a lot of them away to Alzheimer's, to veterans, just to be mm-hmm. doing something kind. And those are the kind of stories that we love to talk about, the people that have needed their light shined, but nobody was there to turn on the switch.
Yeah.
And so that's what we hope to do.
You've done a lot of writing, and in fact, you won a big major national award for a children's book you did a while back, but you haven't been an editor before.
No, I haven't. And let me tell you, that learning curve is very steep.
Is that right?
And very labor-intensive.
Well, what have you learned as an editor?
That your time is not your own. That's the only downside that I've found. The good things about it, you get to meet the most extraordinary people. You get to read all these great things that they're doing, and you get to polish it and put it before other people so they can help them celebrate all the good things they're doing. So it's a win-win for me.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Sharon Felt from Sulphur Springs, and Sharon is the editor of the brand new Fence Posts magazine, which is all about the people of Northeast Texas. This is full color and glossy printing. It was printed in Austin, did you say?
Yes, mm-hmm. It is.
And quite a bit of advertising in here, and that's always an issue with any kind of publication, because somebody's got to pay the freight, and you've got a nice full-page ad on the back, and then the inside back cover and the inside front cover, and some smaller ads throughout. So that looks pretty good.
We were very very excited that the people were buying into our magazine. I think that they were encouraged by the fact the kind of stories that we were going to do. And there's no, you know, obituaries, no police reports, no who got beat up over the weekend, no political stuff, no nothing that's, you know, kind of been a downer lately. So we're trying to just give people a different perspective, because there are a lot of good things going on in our country, but nobody seems to be talking about them. So we thought we would.
Now, you're based in Yattis?
Yes.
Which is in Wood County.
It's in Wood County. It's about 11 miles from Sulphur Springs.
Right, due south of Sulphur Springs and north of Quitman. I'm well familiar with it. And so how do people go about getting a copy of this magazine?
Well, they can call me at 832-687-6617, or they can email me at Sharon, Sharon, at TX Fence Post, FenceCepost.com, and we can get you signed up for a subscription, or we can let you tell you where our first issue is laid around town. The first issue, the January issue, is free. And then if you sign up for a very reasonable subscription rate, which is $30. You get four more copies, so you actually get five for the price of $30 over a year.
$30 a year.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And the magazine comes out quarterly, but your subscription runs from April through April.
So this is kind of a bonus edition that you're putting out there. Is it out on the newsstand somewhere in stores or where people can just pick it up? Or?
We've been actually giving it out to people in groups.
This is a nice piece of work. And you're going to come out with another edition around the 1st of April.
Yes.
Do you need writers?
We do.
So people could also contact you about being a writer.
Absolutely.
And you're paying them?
No.
It's okay. People would love to see their work in print and get their story told. I think
Absolutely.
A lot of people. Okay, so at least for now, that's
right.
You're just gonna do it for the joy of seeing your work
right.
in lovely print, and it's a really nice looking publication.
Thank you.
Okay, good. So we'll be talking to you about this, I'm sure, some more in the future.
Okay, thank
Fence
you.
Fence Post magazine on the people in Northeast Texas. Sharon Felt, editor of Fence Post. And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.